Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. When we think of Sacramento as a biking-friendly community, that typically is reserved for the city center and bordering neighborhoods. Access to a safe, welcoming cycling environment is difficult to find outside that area. It's something that the city has been working to change in recent years as part of a broader climate action plan. But there are also community partners stepping up to bridge that gap. The Sacramento Area Bicycle Advocates, SABA, is hosting a bicycle repair workshop at a school in Meadowview to nurture and empower a bicycle culture for future generations. To learn more about the Ride Ready Repair Program at John Still Middle School, which kicks off this Thursday, we're joined by Deborah Banks, Executive Director of SABA, as well as Ron Brazel, a Sacramento Active Transportation Commissioner. Welcome to you both.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So, Deborah, I want to start with you. What is the Ride Ready Repair Program at John Still Middle School?
It is the brainchild of a number of people, Ron being one of them. And the whole idea is to teach bicycle mechanic skills to young people, middle school age people, who are interested in bicycles. They ride their bikes. And what we want to do is take it a step further, teach them basic bicycle mechanical skills. They can work on their own bikes with the long view of being able to open their own bicycle kitchen so that they can earn some money, get marketable skills as they grow older, and then fix the bicycles that are in the Meadowview area.
How long has this been going on?
Well, we've been thinking about it for a couple of years, and we have sort of launched softly last year. So I would say we're in about a year, but it's taken some time to get off the ground. And it was over at the Pennell Center for a while. And then we partnered with the school district and they gave us a fabulous space at John Still. And so we bring the people and the tools, they bring the kids and the bikes, and magic happens.
So you had basically kind of like a pilot, last year. And what did you learn from children, the kids who were taking part in it? What kind of feedback did you receive?
Well, it's a combination of there are some kids who are really interested and they have the ability to kind of stick with the program and go further. And then there are other kids who are like, oh, I just want to fix my flat tire. Teach me how to do that. And I'm out of here. I want to go ride my bike. So part of it for us as adults wanting to, impart this work is to identify who's short term, who's long term, invest in both groups of kids because we want to support all kids in their learning wherever it is, but really then figure out who wants to go all the way to the end of this project and graduate, if you will, with bike mechanic skills.
All right, Ron, you're one of the minds behind this. Why is this important? What were you trying to achieve?
Like Deb said, having the bike kitchen have a sustainable place for people to come and fix their bikes. And actually, a couple of years back, we were doing a weekend program at the Success Academy, and that was really successful because the parents would be able to connect with that weren't available during the week. So we'd like to expand that one day a month at the John Still as well.
Given that you're on the board for the Sacramento Area Bicycle Advocates, you're also a Sacramento Active Transportation Commissioner. What does this type of commissioner do?
Just promote bicycling, promote building more infrastructure. Ever since I've been on the board, there's been a promise to build a South Sacramento Parkway Trail West, which would directly connect the Meadowview area over to the Sacramento River Parkway, which is a fantastic, low stress bike route that people could really enjoy and develop their bicycling skills and practice. So we really want to emphasize that.
How is access to cycling? You talked about that project, and I believe you became commissioner in 2017. So I imagine it hasn't happened yet or it hasn't been completed yet. How is, cycling in that area different in South Sacramento, Meadowview specifically, compared to, it neighbors the Pocket?
Yes, the pocket is fabulous. It's got many green belts that go through and bike trails. So, you know, the problem is that it's got several main thoroughfares going across the Freeport Boulevard, or and then I-5 and Pocket Road or Meadowview connecting over I-5. You really don't want to go over those interchanges to access it. So, or a lot of people won't. So with this South Sacramento Parkway Trail West, that will connect to that, also to the Del Rio Trail that is being built right now and should be done by the end of the year. And then there's also construction that goes on from time to time on the levee, and they put up detours. They don't give bicycling the priority that it's really deserved. And so they force people, just for example, we had a group ride with our neighborhood association. We had to get special permission for them to open up the gates through this lay down or yard where they're doing the construction. And it's really not, 99% of the time it's completely open, but they have this detour in place. So I wish they would do away with that, or like I say, give bicycling the priority it deserves.
Yeah, I mean, that must be frustrating for you, because you're pretty active in the cycling community and have been for a long time.
Yes, absolutely. Especially when on the other end of the trail, they're doing the same type of construction work, but they have made access accommodations, just a little narrow bike path along the boat ramp area that they have there. But on the other side, and closer to the Meadowview area, they don't seem to give it the same priority.
Hmm. Well, Deborah, I mean, you're with the Sacramento Area Bicycle Advocates, which works and collaborates with the city. What do you make of all of this? And this kind of, you know, pretty strong distinction of neighboring communities and access to cycling.
Well, Vicki, what can I say? Our job, our organization, is to do advocacy. And so we speak with our electeds, we go to city council meetings, we write letters, we talk to local organizations and people that work in those organizations or are part of those organizations, and try to encourage them to speak up, tell city council exactly what Ron just said. Wonderfully, I joined Ron on the Active Transportation Commission this year, so I'm a newbie compared to him. But, you know, part of that work, we get presented by new plans, et cetera, and we get to rubber stamp them, meaning these look great. We get to make a few changes or some, you know, put some, you know, our two cents in them, but we don't get to be a part of the initial process, which is a little bit frustrating, because if we were able to be in the earlier planning process, we could help work with and bring the engagement and the voices of these community members forward sooner, instead of having to ask for special recommendations as Ron had to do for his bike ride. So, you know, we advocate, we work hard to try to just keep the pressure on and get our electeds to, in our minds, do the right thing and make cycling a more of a priority.
Hmm. You know, I cycle around, you know, and I'll be honest, I feel more comfortable cycling around, you know, the city center or in the neighborhood surrounding, because there's more access. I feel safer, you know, compared to when you go down, you know, major thoroughfares where you have cars that are driving pretty fast and there aren't always designated bike lanes. You know, that kind of is not the biggest motivation to get on a bike, right? Because you don't feel safe. So where does the Ride Ready Repair Program at this middle school, John Still, where does it fit into this to empower people at a young age to hop on a bike and hopefully motivate, you know, more accessibility in neighborhoods that don't really have it right now, Deborah?
Well, you know, the beautiful thing about young people is they're what I call fearless flyers. We want to help teach them to love cycling and to keep cycling as they age and to get to be our age, right? A fully fledged adult. And if you start early, then their skill level will grow and they'll become much more confident cyclists. At the same time, as we put pressure onto the city council and our electeds, et cetera, and work on making the changes needed in the infrastructure of our street design, hopefully by the time these young people are adults, that the street design will have changed. And so we will have this nexus of people in South Sacramento who are more ready and able to ride their bikes and feel more comfortable about doing it on safe. And then we'll have safer roads for them to actually cycle on and get to wherever they want to go in Sacramento.
Hmm. You know, I think about South Sacramento, but I also think about parts of North Sacramento and then even the eastern parts of the city as well. Would you like to expand this? I would imagine you would into other locations.
Yes, my background is in education, and the work that I used to do was about how do you take a great idea and scale it and make it happen in other places. So we absolutely want to take this project and this program on the road to other places. We're thinking about North Sacramento next. You know, we'd love to do it there. We're starting a few inklings of things that are going on in Mirasol Village with some other partners. And that's, let me just take a second and say, we don't do this in a vacuum. We wouldn't be able to be as far along as we are at with Ride Ready Repair at John Still if it wasn't for Sac City Unified School District. Shout out to President Chinua Rhodes, Aunt Nikki Kangas, who's been fantastic partners. The Rose Foundation has also been fantastic. So you have to look for the partners in the area that you want to go to and help seed the groundwork and then see if you can get something launched. You got to take the long view, too, because it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah. Well, finally, Ron, you know, families might be listening. They want to be part of this Ride Ready Repair program, which kicks off Thursday, lasts for 6 weeks, I believe. What do you want them to know?
Get the kids there, encourage them at home to ride. We'll have it sustainable place in South Sacramento that people can always come to fix their bikes, drop off a donated one. What they don't use anymore at home, don't want to just fill the landfill with all these old bikes when we can put it to use.
Yep. You know, the simple things can be very important. Deborah and Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Deborah Banks is the executive director of the Sacramento Area Bicycle Advocates, and Ron Brazel is a Sacramento Active Transportation Commissioner. And they're telling us about Ride Ready Repair Meadowview. It is a program at John Middle School, a 6-week summer session beginning this Thursday, which allows students and youth to repair bikes. Your list, and that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.